second. Well, you come on up there, we'll show you. Get out the car and walk out here where I can see you. So we all piled out, walked out across there and stood and looked at us. One of them says, "You know Wade's Cag, don't you? You used to live here." I imagine he was about 18 or 20 when he left up there. So, yeah, I remember him. Which one is Wade? Upwards. Held up his hand. "Come on over, Wade, and see me." And he walked on over, and we stayed back there. They swapped yarns. They sat there for I don't know how long. We sat in the car and waited for him to get through talking. You kind of handicap those mountaineers when you overhear what they got to say. And I saw one of his brothers he hadn't seen in 40 years. I went out there. I was kind of, the boy was about 14 or 15, I think, when Daddy left. I went out there and saw him. And that was kind of short conversation. Those people don't talk much. And Uncle Bill said, "Well, I'll come in time to see you." He said, "Well, you do that." He never did come in that time to see me. He lived way out in the woods somewhere. And I went way up in those mountains, and another one that just died. It was named Jim. And his widow lived up there, and we went up there to see her. She lived way up in the mountains. I'm telling you, it was rough up by the 1930, 29, 30. And we went up there to see her, and she was living way out in the country by herself up on the side of a mountain. And had a beautiful garden and a great big police dog. And she had one of her sons living in Charleston. Her family's all gone. She's living way up there in that mountain, right by herself. She must have been 65. They aren't scared of anything, the women or the men, either one.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty much self-sufficient, aren't they?
Yeah. Wild country up there. We met a truckload of going up that road, goes up creeks up there. They didn't have any roads. I scared me to death going up there. But I had a little brand new whippet. We just had brakes on the back end of it. And those mountains up there don't have any guardrails, and they go right on the edge of every mountain like that. And I'd never driven in a mountain in my life. You go around the corner and kick that loose gravel and go down that 50 feet or 60 feet gravel. Didn't scare Papa. I guess he felt long as he scared my wife so bad. Started around the mountain, met a great big painted oil truck coming up the mountain. I could see it way down there, half a mile, round and round that mountain. And she started telling me, pull over. I said, I'm on the outside. I got to stay on the outside. I finally, he got on a little level place, and I pulled over next to the mountain on the left. And he stopped right in front of me. He got out and came over to me, and he said, "You having some trouble?" I said, "Yes, sir, I'm having wife trouble. She won't let me get over there and let you pass." He laughed. He said, "Don't worry about that. I'll get over there. Just sit tight." He jumped, put that thing in gear, and he threw rocks all down in the hollow. And he went on by, sitting on his way when he went by. I said, "See there, honey, nothing to it." He said, "Yeah, but that's him. That's not me."
I guess
so.
I live a bit east of the sea.
There's
a lot of mountains there.
Well, they didn't have any guardrails on at all. And the road wasn't paved, they were gravel.
I guess they had dirt roads and all
of that too? Yeah, they had here in Polk County at that time, they didn't have too many paved roads in. We had paved roads, 9-foot road, wide, you had a bus though, in the 30s, 25. During the Florida boom, we paved between